going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spreadsheets, clunky software, 100 different logins just to run your business? Ah.
There's a better way. Odoo. One simple, connected platform that handles sales, inventory, accounting, and more. So you can focus on growing, not juggling. Make the switch today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's the breakup song. That's a cover from Cowboy Mouth. Fred LeBlanc joins us on WWL. Fred, good afternoon.
How you doing, Scoot? Happy Jazz Fest.
Yeah, same to you. And look, there's a lot of stuff that goes on outside of Jazz Fest, and at Rock and Bowl tonight it's going to be Cowboy Mouth. And yeah, I play this this song. It's a recent single from Cowboy Mouth, and I play this to remind people that you may have seen Cowboy Mouth a lot in the past, but if you haven't seen Cowboy Mouth recently, you haven't seen Cowboy Mouth because you got a lot of new stuff.
We got a lot of new stuff, and we still play a lot of the old stuff too that people love and go way back with us. It's, you know, it's a lot. It's nice to be able to have a pretty big and varied catalog that we can choose from every night.
No, that's cool. Breakup song, popular in the 80s. What made you decide to do a cover of that song?
It's a great song, and I was just looking to do something. Sometimes you just kind of decide to do things simply because they'll be fun. You know, and that one's fun to play. Yeah. You know, we play it sometimes. I'm not sure if we're playing it tonight or we may play it next week. I have no idea. I just make it up as I go along, Scoop. To give you serious answers, I'd be lying through my damn teeth.
I love that. Amanda Shaw has done one of your songs called Bad, and the song is based on the idea that, you know, after you end a relationship, you want to go out and do some bad things because maybe you feel like you've been too restricted. Interesting song.
Yeah, it might be a true story. It might not. Who knows?
Yeah,
who knows? Well, but yeah, she's been playing it and she's done well with it. So
even if
really
it's
complain.
Not a true story for you, it's a true story for a hell of a lot of people. All right, so a new album is coming out. You don't want to play any of the music sample, any of that yet, but tell us about the new album.
The new album is going to come out in August. We're going to be releasing singles. We're releasing a new single next week. The album is called Cover Your Eyes, and it's the reason we called it that is because it's going to be an album full of covers. So we figured it'd be fun to play, come up with a bunch of songs that we enjoy, not necessarily Cowboy Mouth oriented songs, just to do something fun with. And it turned out really good, and it seems like it's going to get us a lot of attention. So they're so far so good.
Now, Fred, when you do a cover, I hear it in the breakup song. It seems like you put the Cowboy Mouth spin on that cover. You don't you don't do it exactly like the original band did it.
No, I mean, you know, you always try to bring something original to the game, something different to it, just simply to make it your own, because otherwise, you know, there's no real point in playing it. I mean, other than the fact that it would be fun. Go ahead.
No, I totally agree with that. And one of the disappointing things with these cover songs that Weezer did, you know, they did a cover of Africa from Toto. And they did it exactly like Toto did it. It's like, you know, the reason that Toto did it was so you didn't have to do it that way. You know?
Yeah, but they turned a whole new generation of listeners onto a great song.
Well,
so, you
they
know,
did.
That.
I would have preferred that they put their spin on it, but they didn't.
Well, so Scoot, I guess you got to start a band.
Yeah, well, no, I don't. Anyway, I like it when bands put their own spin on covers.
Well, thank you.
You know, I'm looking forward to
the
cover album coming up. Jazz Fest and Cowboy Mouth just really go together. It's just it's a perfect match. The mentality, the attitude, the atmosphere of the crowd, and then you and Cowboy Mouth. It all goes together.
Well, thank you. You know, we love the city, and Jazz Fest is a major celebration of the greatest city in the entire world, New Orleans, Louisiana. We're playing Jazz Fest next Saturday on the big stage. It's us, Samantha Fish, Dumpster Funk, and Pearl Jam. And then we're playing that night at Rock and Bowl as well, but we're playing tonight at Rock and Bowl, and we'll start around 10 o'clock, so it'll be great. So if you can't make it next week, come on out tonight. It'll be a lot of fun.
Any possibility you might play some of the songs from the upcoming album tonight?
One or two. We'll see. We'll see. Haven't written the set list yet. And there's a single that comes out next week. I won't drop a hint just yet, but we'll probably be playing that one tonight for sure.
Well, send it to me, and I'll sample it as soon as we can on the air.
I do appreciate it, Scoot, and I appreciate you, my friend.
So,
you doing all right these days?
I'm doing good, Fred. Thank you very much. Look, I know you and I go back a long way, and we've had fun here. We've had fun in other cities where Cowboy Mouth has performed. So it's been a great relationship over the years. So talk about being on stage at Jazz Fest. One of the things, and look, Cowboy Mouth is kind of a raw band to start with, but one of the things that I really like about Jazz Fest is that there are no lights, there's no stage show per se, it's just it's the raw band, whether it's the Stones or Cowboy Mouth. And there's nothing that distracts you from anything, and it's just the band. And I think a lot of people may not really realize what they're seeing, but they're seeing the raw talent without the stage show and without the light show. And I think that's a really special thing.
Well, our goal was always kind of the punk rock thing, where we didn't really need like a giant light show or a stage show or a lot of screens. You know, my thing has always been just to kind of get the energy of the celebration of the moment out to the audience, and then they give it back to me and go back, and it's vice versa, back and forth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's going to be warm this weekend, probably be warm again next weekend. You have a tendency to put a lot into your shows, and you're going to be sweating buckets, dude.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm not here for a long time, but I am here for a good time, you know.
All right, I like that attitude. And that's the other thing. And, you know, there are going to be moments. There will be moments in the Cowboy Mouth show tonight at Rock and Bowl, and then Saturday, May 3rd at Jazz Fest, and then that night at Rock and Bowl. There are going to be moments when Fred gets somewhat philosophical about life and about the idea that, you know, it's okay to put the BS behind you, to forget about the BS for a while, and just have fun.
Yeah, just, you know, look, as like I say on stage sometimes, it's like yesterday's gone. Tomorrow, as we figured out in the last few years, is not a guarantee. So the only thing we really have is this moment right here, right now. Are you going to be afraid? Are you going to sit there and worry? Or are you going to celebrate the fact that you kick butt? And I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about everybody here in the audience and on stage. Are we going to celebrate this moment by giving it everything we got? Or are we going to be worried and afraid? I mean, we live in New Orleans, Louisiana, the greatest city in the world. During the greatest time of year, Jazz Fest, I see no reason to complain whatsoever.
And look, you know, you're not above, if the audience is lame, you're not above threatening to leave the stage.
No, I've done it. Like, all right, we're done. Okay. And sometimes what we'll do is we'll pull out, like, if they're not giving us what I know they have, you know, if it's an unequal partnership that night, I'll pull out a jazz version of Jenny Says and just kind of play a terrible version. All right. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
Making sure we got paid, so it's all good. So.
Love it. All right. Fred LeVar from Cowboy Mouth, have a great show tonight at Rock and Bowl. And then maybe we'll talk to you again next week before your performance at Jazz Fest on Saturday, May
3rd. I would love that.
And then Rock and Bowl again that night. So I will see you again soon. And I'm going to go to break with one of my favorite Cowboy Mouth songs. And I've told you in the past that I really do like this song. It speaks to me. It speaks to a lot of people. And also, I think the lyrics are great. I think the melody is great. I love this song. Disconnected, Cowboy Mouth. Fred LeBlanc, see you soon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric, we make home service easy. We guarantee same-day service and installation with no extra charge for nights, weekends, or holidays. Family-owned for 53 years, Four Seasons has over 30,000 five-star Google reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For all your plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical needs, for all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
For all the right reasons, call 866-Four Seasons.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Thank you, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.